Hi there. I'm the secret subject, and this is conversational hypnosis. Let's face it, since this is a recording, I'll be doing most, if not all, of the talking in our little conversation. So all you really need to worry about is being in a comfortable place, relaxing your body and listening very carefully as I just talk to you. You might have noticed how good it feels just to listen to the sound of my voice. You can notice how easy it is just to listen passively or intently. It doesn't even matter. Either way, we all know your subconscious mind will pick up on what I am saying. You can simply focus and start to drift because you know how good it feels to relax. Relaxing is such a simple, passive thing to do. It takes no effort on your part at all. It can be as easy as slowing your breathing. And you may start to notice that feeling that washes over you as your breathing slows down. And as your breathing slows, you can notice how your body starts to feel heavy, drowsy, drifty, as everything gets harder to move, harder to do anything other than just relax, unwind, and let go. Now, I don't know if your eyes have closed yet, but I do know if they haven't already, it's only a matter of time before they do. Sooner or later, you'll realize how heavy those eyelids have become. Sooner or later, you'll realize how much easier it would be just to let them close down tight. Sooner or later, they will simply fall shut, and once they do, you'll feel a wave of relaxation from your head all the way to your toes. Now you have a relaxed body, let's work on that mind of yours. You may notice as your mind starts to slowly and easily unwind, as your thoughts start to drift and float away right out of your head. And you can imagine, because you do have such an imaginative mind, that all your thoughts are being captured by bubbles. Tiny little blue bubbles. Just notice them now as they start to carry your thoughts right out of your head, floating away, drifting away, blowing away in the breeze. And as those bubbles float away, they can just go pop, popping all your thoughts out of existence one by one. And you know that any time you start to think a new thought, it just gets captured by a bubble. An endless cycle, an endless loop of thinking a thought and have it pulled away from you by a tiny little blue bubble. Because relaxing is so much more important than thinking right now. And it's just so nice to sink in, to give in, to let go to that feeling of just being relaxed. No need to think, no need to move, no need to do anything at all, but just relax and let those bubbles work their magic on your mind. Now, in a moment, I'm going to start counting from 10 down to 1, and as I do, I want you to picture something for me. I want you to picture a staircase with 10 steps leading downwards. It could be a staircase you have in your home, or a staircase from work, or one you just know really well. Or it could be one you've made up yourself, it doesn't even matter. But I know that right now you can see those stairs. You can see the shape, the color, the texture, and you can see the 10 steps leading downwards. And at the bottom of those 10 steps is a door, which we're moving towards. And when I start counting from 10 down to 1, you can just picture yourself moving down those stairs towards that door to lead us to the hypno room as I count down with 10. Deeper and deeper down, 9, deeper and deeper and deeper with 8, sinking, falling, drifting, down, 7, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times deeper with every number that I count with 6, 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper and deeper down those stairs, and you can see yourself walking down, down. down with a 2, and on the last number, you know you'll be right at the bottom of that staircase, right outside of that door to the hypno room, with 1. Deep, deep, down in a state of trance. Now, the door to the hypno room is a large gold door covered with spirals, engraved in the gold. And you can see a large, elaborate gold handle right in front of you. Now I want you to take a hold of the handle, give it a turn, and pull the door open. And as you do, you can see the blackness, the void that is the hypno room, as we both step inside. I turn behind me to flick on the light switch, and as I do, you see the room illuminate with its long red velvet curtains across the windows and its large murals with pocket watches, pendants, and spirals, all kinds of nice hypnotic visuals. And you can see, right in the far corner of this large room, there is an elevator. I take your hand, and we walk over to the elevator, and you can notice there's only one way in this elevator. Only one button from the outside. That button points down. And you know, as we step in the elevator, when the doors ping open, that we are going down, down, down somewhere in your subconscious mind. Now, the elevator is made completely of glass. And as you step in, you look down at the floor and you notice why. Because beneath us is a giant black and white spiral. A spiraling void beneath us that you can see clearly through the floor of the elevator. Now on the wall, there's the usual buttons counting from 10 down to 1 with the little lights around them. But there's also another button where the button for the ground floor should be. You can see a special button. A green, glowing, spiral button. You look at me as I press it, and the doors start to close. And as they do, you start to feel our descent down into that spiral, down into that void, down into your subconscious mind, down into a nice, deep trance state. And you can see the buttons start to flash as we go down from the 10th to the 9th, to the 8th, to the 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, and on this last number when we get 0, we will have hit the bottom of that giant spiraling void that seems to go on forever, right deep down in your subconscious mind with 0. And just like that, you find yourself so relaxed, so comfortable, so unable to do anything than just listen and relax, listening intently or not to my words, relaxing your entire body. So comfortable to move, too comfortable to do anything at all than just be here in this state right now. And now I'm talking directly to your subconscious mind. I'm going to give it a little gift, because your subconscious mind knows that every time I, and only I, say the word "snap" and snap my fingers, you will come right back into this place, this deep, relaxing trance state that you love so much. Every time I, and only I, say the word "sleep," you will fall, drift, drop down to this deep, relaxing state of trance back in this elevator, back in that spiraling void, as you just drop down. And every time I, and only I, say the word sleep, every single time you'll find yourself falling deeper and deeper down into sleep, sleep, sleep. Every single time I say the word sleep, you know that is your cue to sink 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times, 60 times, 70, 80, 90, 100 times deeper into sleep. Every time I, and only I, say the word sleep, you will fall back into a deep trance state. And you know this to be true. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And as I do, you'll find the elevator starting to lift. By 5, we'll be back in the hypno room. By 5, we'll be at that staircase with the door tightly locked shut behind us, ready to quickly walk up those stairs and back to the waking world, refreshed, awake, alert, and energized with 1, 2, 3, 4. You can see us starting to walk out the elevator with 5. We walk through the hypno room, closing the door tightly behind us with 6. Up those stairs, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake. Hi. I hope you enjoyed that quick conversational hypnosis experience with a little bit of visuals thrown in there for good measure. Let me know what you think in the comments below, and remember, guys, keep it trancey.